for Leologos Radio, the weekly radio program featuring the best in Greek music and culture, plus interviews with Greek and international newsmakers. Leologos Radio with Michael Nevaralekis begins now.
Ήθελα να με η αφή στην άκρη των δακτύλων σου, ότι αγγίζεις να έχει κάτι κι από μένα. Να με τη νύχτα η φωνή χαμένων φίλων σου, που λένε τραγούδια παλιά κι αγαπημένα. Ήθελα να με εισή στην τσέπη σου, όταν σε μένα ταξιδεύει η σκέψη σου. Ήθελα να με εισιτήριο στην τσέπη σου, όταν σε μένα ταξιδεύει η σκέψη σου. Ήθελα να με η σκιά στην άκρη των βλεφάρων σου, η μόνη λέξη στο παραμιλητό σου. Να με η πρώτη ρουφιξιά από το τσιγάρο σου και η τελευταία η γουλιά από το ποτό σου. Ήθελα να με εισιτήριο στην τσέπη σου, όταν σε μένα ταξιδεύει η σκέψη σου. Ήθελα να με εισιτήριο στην τσέπη σου, όταν σε μένα ταξιδεύει η σκέψη σου. Θέλα να με αστραπή που σβήνει μες στο βλέμμα σου, πάνω στο χέρι τη τυχερή γραμμή σου. Να με κρυμμένος πυρετός μέσα στο αίμα σου, για να ξυπνάω τις φωτιές μες στο κορμί σου. Ήθελα να με εισιτήριο στην τσέπη σου, όταν σε μένα ταξιδεύει η σκέψη σου. Ήθελα να με εισιτήριο στην τσέπη σου, όταν σε μένα ταξιδεύει η σκέψη σου.
Panelis Thalassinos, starting off a new week of Leologos Radio with Isitirio Stitsepimou. You're tuned to Leologos Radio, the Greek radio program which bridges the worldwide Greek community each week, airing on 15 radio stations across 5 countries, 4 continents, and online. My name is Michael Nevradakis, and on today's program, the Leologos interview series will be featuring an interview with a prominent constitutional lawyer and newly elected member of the European Parliament, Yorgos Katurugalos. In today's interview, Katurugalos will talk about his first few months in office about the political challenges facing Greece today and the climate which exists toward Greece today in Brussels, and he will share his positions, as well as those of the party which he is affiliated with, Syriza, on a number of key political, economic, and social issues facing Greece today. This interesting and informative interview is coming up in just a few moments here on the Dialogos Radio, and we will follow that up with a special musical tribute and commentary pertaining to Greece's commemoration of Ochi Day on October 28th, the day on which in 1940 Greece refused to allow the Axis powers to pass freely through the country and into North Africa. We'll have more about this later in our broadcast, as well as about the present-day significance of this anniversary. The Dialogos Radio is in the midst of its fall fundraiser, and if you enjoy the exclusive interviews, the great Greek music, the features on Greek culture, and the hard-hitting journalism that we provide to you each week, we invite you to visit our website, dialogosmedia.org, where you can find out more information about how to contribute to our efforts and how you can help keep a non-profit, non-commercial, independent Greek voice alive. We have a number of special gifts available to you in exchange for your donation, including copies of the new book by renowned Greek chef and Greek food guru Diane Kochilas, DVDs of Greek films and documentaries, Greek music, and lots more. Once again, the website is dialogosmedia.org. That's dialogosmedia.org. Coming up now here on the Dialogos Radio is this week's edition of the Dialogos interview series and our interview with constitutional lawyer and member of the European Parliament, Yorgos Katrugalos. The Dialogos interview series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on the Dialogos Radio. With us right now here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series is the newly elected member of the European Parliament with the Syriza political party, Yorgos Katrugalos. And Mr. Katrugalos, thank you first of all for joining us today on our program.
It is a pleasure, and I really appreciate that I'm going to be heard by a lot of our compatriots abroad.
To get us started, please share with us some initial impressions from your first few months as a member of the European Parliament. With which issues have you and the other Syriza representatives been closely involved with, and what is the climate toward Greece like in Brussels at this time?
Well, you knew, being a professor of constitutional law, I knew theoretically what I'm going to find in Brussels. However, the real life sometimes is different. In the European Parliament, one understands how the political system factions, one unfortunately can see that the same political recipe is still applied, although it has been disapproved at the recent elections. I mean that even now in the European Parliament there is a clear majority of the Social Democrats and the Popular Party, the Conservative Party, that they are following the policies of austerity that have been implemented at least the last two decades. On the other hand, there are new forces that look forward to Syriza, which is going to be very probably the first elected government of a party with radical left orientation. And in my understanding, this is the hope more generally for Europe. The dilemma that we're now facing is between a social Europe, a kind of returning to the traditional values of the European social model, or we're going to continue this death spiral towards a neoliberal Europe, which I think it's quite an impasse, both for the societies and the European economy. I have the hope that a government of Syriza is going to trigger a kind of domino of political changes that is going to enforce the front of all these forces that are against the continuation of the austerity policies.
Recently, Syriza leader Alexis Tsipras announced his party's comprehensive economic proposal. What are the main components of this proposal, and how might it contribute to a Greek economic recovery?
There are two main components in this program. The first is relative to the relief that is necessary to be given to the weakest parts of the population, unemployed, poor people. You know now that the unemployment of the young generation is above 60%. And the overall unemployment at 27%. So the first component is to give some breath, some margin to these people that they are now not at all marginal. They represent practically the half of the Greek society nowadays. The second and the more important, however, is the effort to build a new economic model of production in Greece, because Syriza does not want just to return the clock at 2010, when the memoranda have been implemented. We have the opinion that the policies of the memoranda have been destructive for the country, but the return to the past is not a solution either, because even before the memoranda, there have been the two main political parties, New Democracy and PASOK, that were in the power, and the economic and political model that they have enforced was a model that cannot ensure anymore the economic viability of Greece. So we need a complete shift from the economic policies implemented now, and at the same time, and this is maybe equally important, a full restart of the political institutions, both with regard to the administration and the political representation. That's why I'm supporting a new constitution, a constitution that will be drafted not only by politicians, but also with the direct participation of citizens.
We are in the air with the newly elected member of the European Parliament and constitutional lawyer Yorgos Kadrugalos here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series. And Mr. Kadrugalos, what does Syriza propose as far as combating some of the more serious problems that Greece is currently facing, some of which we've already mentioned, such as high unemployment, as well as the major cuts that have been made to vital public services, such as health and education?
The unemployment is the major problem, and to be sincere, to be frank, the most difficult to face. There are going to be years, many years, before the unemployment is going to be back at what we consider a normal percentage, that is below 10%. And this is clearly related to the success that the government of Syriza will have in building this new economic model. However, Syriza will be much more efficient in restoring the structures of the welfare state, because these have been the main victims of the policies of memoranda implemented the last years. The memoranda, they were not just aimed to some economic incrementalist changes. The basic aim of memoranda was to replace the old European social model that distorted existed also in Greece, that is freedom of market, yes, but regulated by social rights and the labor law, and its replacement by a much more unregulated market that would result more to the capitalism of Dickens of the 19th century than what we are considering to be European standards of living. So the first steps of Syriza will be the abrogation of all memoranda legislation that harmed the European social model in Greece.
Recently, Syriza announced its plan to reopen national public broadcaster ERT. Could you share with us some remarks regarding, first of all, the constitutionality of the new public broadcaster NERIT, as well as what the plan to restore ERT's operations consists of?
First of all, the initiative of the government to interrupt without any consent of the parliament, just by a decision of the prime minister, the broadcasting of the ERT, the public radio television, consisted of something that we have never seen in the framework of the European democracies. Having black signal at the screens of the public TV was not just against the Greek constitution that provides clearly that public broadcasting is an obligation of the state, but it is also contrary to the most essential standards of the European political culture, that one of its main elements being the possibility to have a public means of communication of ideas and of access to different aspects of civilization. What is even more revelatory of the real political intentions of the government was what followed. Instead of replacing ERT, as they claimed, with an independent new radio television organization, they have followed a policy of nepotism, of hiring personnel without any criteria of fairness, and it's very characteristic that both the CEO and the board of this new broadcasting organization, NERIT, have been resigned, although they have been themselves personalities very close to the government. They were so obvious, the discrepancies between the claims for an independent radio television and the patronage policies, that even the political friends of the government could not anymore tolerate them. On the other hand, in 6 months during which the employees of ERT, journalists and others, have tried to run ERT alone, it is a very important social experiment, because it has showed that we can have not just a state public radio broadcaster, but one open to the society. And the basic essence of the proposals of Syriza is to restore, to invest in this experiment and have in the future an open to the society public radio television.
We are on the air with constitutional lawyer and newly elected member of the European Parliament, Yorgos Kadrougalos, here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series. And Mr. Kadrougalos, as a constitutional lawyer, how would you characterize the constitutionality or lack thereof of the agreements Greece signed with its lenders, as well as the constitutionality of the various measures that successive Greek governments have enforced in recent years, such as the recently passed unified property tax?
The Greek constitution has been drafted and ratified in a period when in Greece all political forces were accepting the European social model. Hence, it comprises clauses on social rights, with the obligation of the state to intervene at the economy in order to ensure social justice, and so on. The memoranda, as I said before, are trying to replace this social and political model with a different one, in which social rights have no place, the state should be absent by many aspects of the economic and political life. That's why we do not have just some inconstitutionalities, the constitutionality of some of the legal norms implemented by the memoranda. The memoranda are representing an opposite project. I call it a parallel constitution to the one that we have now in force in Greece, to the extent that they are actually an antagonistic corpus of legislation to the one comprised in the Constitution. I mean by that it is not isolated cases of laws that are against the Constitution, but the whole political program of the memoranda. And we have a reiteration of this position by the decisions of the Greek courts, that they have found many of the laws of the memoranda unconstitutional, but recently also decisions at the level of the Council of Europe. There is a European Committee on Social Rights which supervises the European Social Charter, and which in a number of decisions, 7 till now, has found that Greece has violated its treaty obligations with regard to the social rights by implementing memoranda legislation contrary to them. So I think that it is clear that memoranda are not just a political, undesirable program, but they are deeply contrary to the Constitution.
What changes do you believe need to be made to Greece's justice system as far as ensuring judicial independence, eliminating corruption, and protecting the constitutional rights of the Greek citizens?
It is one of the main challenges that the new government of Syriza will face. Administration and justice are preconditions for a sound economic development, and both of them, especially the administration, is now represent an institutional problem in Greece. Especially with regard to the judicial system, there is another very critical problem, the delay of justice. And as you know, there is this saying that justice delayed is justice denied. I think that we need, as I said before, a new constitution that will take into account all these factors, and more of all, a change of mentality that I think is more necessary than all other factors in order to have a real change.
We are on the air with constitutional lawyer and newly elected member of the European Parliament, Yorgos Katrugalos, here on Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos interview series. And Mr. Katrugalos, during the summer of 2011, you participated in public discussions which took place at Syntagma Square in Athens as part of the large-scale protests that were organized there at the time. How would you describe your experience participating in this movement and the climate which existed at that time, and what has changed in Greek society since then?
It was one of the great moments of my life, not because it was the first time that I was speaking to a crowd, although maybe this crowd was greater than in all other circumstances I had the chance to speak, but because of its composition and its more generally its psychological stance. The people there were not just the normal people that have politics as one of their concerns and hobbies. They have been their housewives, they have been young people that generally are very far from politics. And that was really striking for me. And another thing is that this deeply felt necessity for a change, and a lot of people were approaching us and they were saying to us, we hope that you at least, you are not going to betray us, because they felt betrayed by the old political system. And of course it was a major experiment of direct democracy. I think that this experiment has not exhausted its force, although now generally the social movements in Greece seems to be in a kind of fatigue. I still hope that we are going to learn from this experiment of the squares, and we can invent new ways of public direct democracy of our own. I hope, for instance, to have a new constitution elaborated also not just from up to down but from bottom up, with direct directions of direct participation of all citizens.
How would a future Syriza government handle the issue of Greece's public debt? Would Greece still be able to declare, for instance, a stoppage of payments, or to follow the examples of countries such as Iceland or Argentina? And would Syriza support the establishment of a committee to perform a public audit of the debt?
Both Syriza and myself have supported the idea of a public audit initiative, and because it's obvious that we must investigate how the debt has been created and if there are aspects of it which be deemed illegitimate or, to use the technical term, odious debt. On the other hand, we have now a major shift at the quality of the public debt. It's now bigger than ever. It was 120% with respect to the GDP in 2010, at the beginning of the crisis. Now it must be over 175%. But more importantly, its composition has changed. It is not anymore a debt that is owned to private entities, such as banks or hedge funds. Now it is a debt that by 90% belongs to public entities, such as states, the IMF or the European Central Bank. Therefore, although personally I was at the beginning of the crisis for unilateral measures on behalf of the Greek government, and I would not preclude a default, now I agree with the official position of Syriza that the problem of debt, the issue of sovereign debt, should be handled in the framework of an international conference in Europe, analog with this one of 1953, which in London has handled the debt of Germany after the Second World War. And not just because the problem of debt is not only a national Greek problem, it is not only a problem of the other countries of the European periphery, of the European South. It is actually a problem very closely related to the cohesion and to the future itself of the European project. If one looks at the numbers, it is easy to understand that the deficits of the countries of the South are the flip side of the coin of the surpluses that Germany has managed to accumulate during the crisis. So if we have these two speeds in the European Union, some countries to gather mountains of debt and some other countries, practically Germany, to profit from this situation, it's very clear that we are not going to have a union for a lot of time more. That's why it is a pan-European problem that it must be discussed and decided by all member states, having in mind, of course, the reversal of the existing austerity policies.
We are speaking with the newly elected member of the European Parliament and constitutional lawyer Yorgos Katrugalos here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series. And Mr. Katrugalos, do you believe, first of all, that Syriza can win a clear majority in the next parliamentary elections in Greece? And if not, with which parties do you believe Syriza can establish a coalition government? And also, in your estimation, will early elections be declared in Greece?
Well, to begin by the last thing, I think that it is for sure that we are going to have elections at least till next March, because now it's obvious to everybody, even a minister of the government has accepted this as a fact, that the government cannot meet the number of 180 members of the parliament necessary to elect the new president. And our constitution provides that if the parliament cannot elect a new president, then we must have legislative elections. Now, with regard to the result, I'm almost sure that Syriza is going to gather the necessary majority of seats, and that for a set of objective and subjective reasons. The objective reasons is that there is not really a possibility of viable coalition government, because the other political forces are not going to be in the same mindset, political mindset, with Syriza. Subjectively now, I think that even people that are not trusting 100% Syriza are going to face the dilemma. Either we continue the existing policies of austerity and having new democracy at the government, or trying a different alternative. And even if we want it or not, the only viable, possible, not only viable, alternative today to the policies of austerity, to the policies of new democracy at PASOK, is Syriza. So, in my understanding, the real question is not if Syriza is going to be government, but how it's going to govern when it's going to be at the power. And the answer to that will be dependent, first of all, on Syriza, if it is going to ensure simultaneously realistic but also radical solutions to the existing problems, and to be exact, what the two necessary elements to this radicalism of Syriza are, first of all, to break with the system of the way that economic and political elites are governing the last decades Greece, and the reversal of the memoranda austerity policies. I think these are two questions that if Syriza fails to answer responsibly, it is not going to be a success. And another precondition is the existence of a social movement that is going to support all positive and oppose all negative aspects of any future governmental policies. In my understanding, the electorate should never give a blank check to any political power, and especially to a government that has a programmatic objective, the reversal of the old, we could say regime, because it was a regime, this kind of juncture of economic and political elites. It's necessary to have the possibility to have with the government, a social movement. Without it, I don't think that there is any hope in Greece. But I hope that we are going to have it, both these conditions, and the government, and the social movement. I'm confident in the future of Greece.
Mr. Katrugalos, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series.
It was a pleasure for me as well.
Attention iTunes users, the Dialogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to the Dialogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio. We just wrapped up this week's edition of the Dialogos interview series and our discussion with the newly elected member of the European Parliament and constitutional lawyer Yorgos Katrugalos here on Dialogos Radio. The podcast of this interview will soon be available alongside all the rest of our interviews on our website, dialogosmedia.org, in the official Dialogos Radio apps for Android, Kindle, and BlackBerry devices, as well as the Google Chrome browser, and also in iTunes, TuneIn.com, the Windows Marketplace, and the Week podcast app for iPhones and for iPads. And if you like the interview that you just heard and the programming that we bring you each week, we invite you to click on over to our website, thealogosmedia.org, where you can make your contribution to keep independent, non-profit, non-commercial Greek radio alive. To show us your support and to see the wonderful gifts that we have available for you, visit thealogosmedia.org. That's dialogosmedia.org. We'll take a break now for some great Greek music, and we'll return with our commentary of the week and our special segment dedicated to Greece's Orchidei.
Πορευτώ με την αγάπη χωριά. Δεν είμαι εγώ σαν όλα τα άλλα χωριά. Άδεια η καρδιά, ποτήρι στραγγισμένο. Ίσως με περάσουνε για μεθυσμένο. Άδικο μεράκι το της αγγελούτη. Με το έτσι θέλω μπήκε στο τραγούδι. Να έρθει πονηρά να σου χαμογελάσει. Μήπως καταφέρει και σε ξεγελάσει. Άκου τη βενιά, μάγισσα Ρωμιά. Ρίξε τα κουνιά στη μοναξιά μου. Πάμε άλλη μια, κούκλα μου Ρωμιά. Και παθά απόψε τη ζημιά μου. Να πορευτώ με την αγάπη χωριά. Χτίστηκαν για δυο του κόσμου τα νηφόρια. Μόνος μου αν πάω μου λιγάει η μέση. Βαρύς ο ουρανός νομίζω πως θα πέσει. Αλλά ήθελες να πω και άλλα είπα. Βγάλε το μαχαίρι την καρδιά μου χτύπα. Είναι αυτή που για τη μοναξιά μου φταίει. Αλλά νιώθει μέσα της και άλλα λέει. Άκου την παινιά, μάγισσα Ρωμιά. Ρίξε τα κουνιά στη μοναξιά μου. Πάμε άλλη μια, κούκλα μου Ρωμιά. Και παθά απόψε τη ζημιά μου. Άκου την παινιά, μάγισσα Ρωμιά. Ρίξε τα κουνιά στη μοναξιά μου. Πάμε άλλη μια, κούκλα μου Ρωμιά. Και παθά απόψε τη ζημιά μου.
Κέρδισε σε σένα κάτι που ήξερε πως να με ξεπερνάει. Είναι αγάπη μου αυτή η επιμονή σου. Μια αγάπη που έμαθε να μην τα παρατάει.
Αν είναι κάτι που μου είπε να διαλέξω, ούτε τα λόγια σου είναι ομορφιά. Μ' αυτή η υπέροχη τρελή επιμονή σου, πως είναι κρίμα εμείς να ζούμε χωριστά. Αχ να ξέρες τη δύναμη μου δίνει η δύναμή σου. Σαν λες όλα θα γίνουνε κι ακούω τη φωνή σου. Σαν λες όλα θα γίνουνε κι ακούω τη φωνή σου. Αχ να ξέρες τη δύναμη μου δίνει η δύναμή σου. Που με κράτησε απ' τα ξένα, αυτό το φως που δεν υπάρχει σ' άλλη γη. Κι αυτή η αγάπη μου η ίδια επιμονή σου, να μοιραστούμε αυτά τα σύννεφα μαζί. Να μοιραστούμε αυτή τη θάλασσα μαζί. Αχ να ξέρες τη δύναμη μου δίνει η δύναμή σου. Σαν λες όλα θα γίνουνε κι ακούω τη φωνή σου.
Σαν λες όλα θα γίνουνε κι ακούω τη φωνή σου. Αχ να ξέρες τη δύναμη μου δίνει δύναμή σου. Αυτή η ατέλειωτη γλύκα σου πως με τραβάει να ξέρες. Να περπατήσω δίπλα σου με θάρρος στη ζωή. Αυτή η ατέλειωτη η δίψα σου για τη ζωή στο άγνωστο. Τι μου έχει δώσει να ξέρες και που να φανταστείς. Αγάπη μου τρελή να με ζητάς μη κουραστείς. Σαν λες όλα θα γίνουνε κι ακούω τη φωνή σου. Αχ να ξέρες τη δύναμη μου δίνει δύναμη σου.
This is the Alagos Radio, the global Greek radio program, which is heard on 15 radio stations across 5 countries, 4 continents, and online. We just heard Eleonora Zouganeli along with Kostas Livadas with a song titled «Η Επιμονήσου», Dimitris Bassis prior to that with «Πώς να πορευτώ», and we began that set of great Greek music with Ελευθερία Ραβανιτάκη and one of her emblematic hits, «Καραδιά μου εγώ». Coming up next here on the Alagos Radio is our commentary of the week. The Alagos Radio's Commentary of the Week. Each week, Michael Nevradakis provides views and opinions on issues pertaining to Greece and to the worldwide Greek community. Coming up next, here on The Alagos Radio. As stated throughout today's broadcast, October 28th marks the commemoration of one of the most significant dates in Greece's history, Ochi Day. Ochi literally translates as no in English, and on this day, people in Greece, Cyprus, and in Greek communities all around the world celebrate Greece's rejection of the ultimatum given to Greece by Italian dictator Benito Mussolini on October 28th, 1940. Mussolini's demand was for Greece to allow Axis troops to come into Greece at the beginning of World War II and to occupy certain strategic locations and to safely pass through on their way to North Africa, or otherwise Greece would face war. As legend goes, the Greek Prime Minister at the time, Ioannis Metaxas, responded to the ultimatum with a laconic response which made history. Ochi, or no. In response to this refusal to allow Axis troops to pass unimpeded through Greece, Mussolini's troops, which had been stationed in Albania, attacked the Greek border that same day, signaling the start of Greece's participation in World War II. That same morning, the Greek population took to the streets shouting Ochi, and beginning in 1942, this commemoration was celebrated each year on October 28th. What often gets lost in history is the valiant battle that Greece fought and the victory that it achieved. Greece at the time was impoverished and near bankrupt, with armed forces that were severely lacking in manpower and supplies, and which were greatly outnumbered by Mussolini's forces, 250,000 Italian troops against 150,000 Greek troops, one of the largest navies in the world against a navy that consisted of a small handful of boats and submarines, 500 airplanes versus less than a dozen. Against these incredible odds, Greece chose to fight, and Greece won. The Greek army improbably pushed the Italians back at a time where nation after nation had fallen to the Axis forces in Europe. Greece, a huge underdog if there ever was one, took on a major military power and won in what was the first Allied victory of World War II, a historical fact which is shamefully often overlooked by historians and in popular accounts of the war, as is the fact that by the conclusion of World War II, Greece lost a larger percentage of its population than any other country, more than Germany, more than Russia, more than Poland or France, more than anyone else. As a result of Greece's victory over the Italians, the German army, which had been counting on the Italians to easily crush any resistance in Greece, was forced to change its strategy, which was to attack Russia in the spring. Instead, the Germans were forced to invade Greece, diverting time and resources away from their original plans and delaying their invasion of Russia, a change of plans which ultimately sealed the fate of Hitler's army. All this as a result of one simple Greek word, "ochi." 3 years ago, we aired a similar commentary on our program at a time where a large percentage of the Greek populace was once again saying no, this time to the illegal, criminal, and destructive policies being forced upon Greece by an illegitimate government and by the European Union and the International Monetary Fund. Unfortunately, though, that fighting spirit has, in the 3 years which have passed since then, given way to a passive acceptance. As Greek citizens get taxed literally to death, as young people leave the country in droves, as over 5,000 people have committed suicide in recent years, and as the country's public services, its health and education systems have fallen completely apart, all of these developments are now accepted with a remarkable fatalism, as if Greece's population is resigned to its fate. It is in many other countries, however, where that spirit of resistance which once characterized Greece continues to live on. In countries such as Bolivia, Argentina, Ecuador, and Venezuela, people have rejected the policies of the major Western powers, the multinational corporations, the vulture funds, the banksters, and international speculators who have wreaked havoc in countries such as Greece. In Bolivia, President Evo Morales was just re-elected with over 60% of the vote, having implemented policies which have been the exact opposite of those prescribed by the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, and which have led to a decline in poverty of 25%, a decline of extreme poverty by 43%, an increase of 45% in social spending, and an increase of the real minimum wage by 87.7%. All the while, the country is, believe it or not, maintaining a budget surplus. In Greece, however, the word no has been replaced with the word yes. Yes to everything. Yes to more budget cuts. Yes to more firings. Yes to more salary reductions. Yes to more closures of hospitals and schools. Yes to everything the criminals in the Nobel Prize-winning European Union and the International Monetary Fund demand. Yes to the fascism of the Greek government, the European Union, the IMF, and the banks. On a day after the Nazi invasion of Greece, right-wing newspaper Kathimerini told the Greek people to lower their heads and get back to work, that the Nazi army was here to liberate Greece. Kathimerini and other media outlets like it are saying much the same thing today. The difference was in 1940 and 1941 that the Greek people didn't listen and said "ochi" or "no" instead. Take Dialogos Radio on the go with you with the new Dialogos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to Dialogos Radio and Dialogos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. That was the commentary of the week here on the Dialogos Radio, and we'll continue with some music especially selected to commemorate the October 28th anniversary of Ochi Day.
Μες στους δρόμους τριγυρνάνε οι μανάδες και κοιτάνε να αντικρίσουνε. Τα παιδιά τους που ορκιστήκαν στο σταθμό όταν χωριστήκαν να νικήσουνε. Μα για εκείνους που έχουν φύγει και η δόξα τους τη λίγη ας χαιρόμαστε. Και ποτέ καμιά συγκλάψει κάθε πόνο της ας θάψει κι ας ευχόμαστε. Παιδιά της Ελλάδος, παιδιά, που σκληρά πολεμάτε πάνω στα βουνά. Παιδιά, στη γλυκιά Παναγιά προσευχόμαστε όλες να έρθετε ξανά. Μουσική όσες αγαπούν και για κάποιον ξενυχτούν και στενάζουν. Όσοι πίκρα κι τρεμούλα σε μια τίμια ελληνοπούλα δεν ταιριάζουν. Ελληνίδες του Ζαλόγγου και της πόλης και του Λόγγου και πλακιώτισσες. Όσο κι αν πικρά πονούμε υπερήφανα ας πούμε σαν σου λιώτισσες. Παιδιά της Ελλάδος, παιδιά που σκληρά πολεμάτε πάνω στα βουνά. Παιδιά στη γλυκιά Παναγιά προσευχόμαστε όλες να'ρθετε ξανά. Με της νίκης τα κλαδιά σας προσμένουμε, παιδιά.
Είχα ένα φίλο που ήξερε και έπαιζε τα κορτέο. Όταν τραγούδαγε φτιστός ήταν ο ήλιος, φωτιές στα χέρια του ανάβε τα κορτέο. Ένα βράδυ σκοτεινό σαν όλα τα άλλα κράταγε τσίλιες παίζοντας τα κορδεό. Γερμανικά καμιόνια στάθηκαν στη μάντρα και μια ρηπή σταμάτησε τα κορδεό. Αρχινισμένο σύνθημα πάντα μου μένει, οπότε ακούω από τότε ακορντεό. Και χύσα στάμπα τη ζωή μου σημαδέψει, δεν θα περά, δεν θα περάσει ο φασισμός. Έχει σαν στάμπα τη ζωή μου σημαδέψει, δεν θα περά, δεν θα περάσει ο φασισμός.
Follow Dialogos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/dialogosmedia and at twitter.com/dialogosmedia.
We're back. This is the Alagos Radio and our special tribute to October 28th, the commemoration of Oji Day, where we just heard Manos Loizos with a song titled Acordeón, and before that, Sofia Vembo, one of the musical voices of the Greek resistance, with Tisedados Ta Pedia. Remember that the Alagos Radio and the Alagos Media's full fundraiser is currently in progress, and if you would like to hear more programming such as what you've heard today with our exclusive interviews and our special Greek musical segments, all in a non-profit, non-commercial volunteer-run basis, then visit our website, thealagosmedia.org, where you can find out how you can make your contribution to help sustain our efforts while getting some exciting premiums including music, DVDs, and books in return. We have the latest book by chef and Greek food guru Diane Kochilas, investigative DVDs by Greg Palast, Greek films and documentaries, the latest album by Greek band Imam Bailidi, copies of the latest edition of Porretes magazine, books by economist Mark Blythe, by Paul Ioannidis, Ilias Koulou, and many, many others. And remember, the Alagos Media is more than just our weekly radio program, as we operate our online radio station in the Alagos Radio 24/7, and we provide regular features and interviews for a number of different publications, including Truth Out, where you can read our latest interview with world-renowned scholar and author Henry Giroux, as well as our ongoing investigative series on the long history of corruption, lawlessness, patronage, and censorship in Greece's media landscape. You can find all this and more on our website, thealagosmedia.org. That's dialogosmedia.org. The Alagos Radio will be back again next week, same time, same place, with an interview that you will not want to miss, with New York Times best-selling author and investigative journalist for The Guardian and the BBC, Greg Palast, in a discussion on how vulture funds targeted Greece, on the Greek economic situation today, and on alternate examples which Greece could follow instead of IMF and European Union doctrine. That is coming up next week on the Alagos interview series here on the Alagos Radio. We'll wrap up today's program with one final song as part of our Oji Day commemoration, with Christos Thiveos in a musical tribute to Greece titled Mikri Patrida. Thank you for joining us once again this week, and have a wonderful weekend.
Τα χρόνια μου είχαν ρίζες, ήταν δέντρα που τ' άντισε με φύλλα η καρδιά και τ' άφησε να ανθίζουν μες στην πέτρα. Δεν έκανα ταξίδια μακρινά. Οι άνθρωποι που αγάπησα ήταν δάση. Οι φίλοι μου φεγγάρια ήταν νησιά που δίψασε η καρδιά μου να τα ψάξει. Δίψασε η καρδιά μου να τα ψάξει. Το πιο μακρύ ταξίδι μου εσύ, η νύχτα εσύ, το όνειρο της μέρας. Μικρή πατρίδα σώμα μου κι αρχή, γη μου εσύ, ανάσα μου κι αέρας. Η γη μου εσύ, ανάσα μου κι αέρας.
ταξίδεψε η καρδιά κι αυτό μου φτάνει. Σε όνειρα, σε αισθήματα υγρά, το μυστικό τον κόσμο να βασάνει. Το μυστικό τον κόσμο να βασάνει.
Το πιο μακρύ ταξίδι μου εσύ, η νύχτα εσύ, το όνειρο της μέρας.
Μικρή πατρίδα, σώμα μου κι αρχή,
η γη μου εσύ, ανάσα μου κι αέρας.
Η γη μου εσύ, ανάσα μου κι αέρας.